Another issue with the Crees of Northern Quebec is development of their territory. Right now, we are minimal players in development. We are probably the only players when it comes to the communities. But once you get outside the reserve lands, anybody can come in and open a mine, do forestry work, tourism, whatever. And we are now questioning whether our rights have been overlooked and even set aside when it comes to the lands in Cree territory. When you look at the Cree territory, it's divided into what we call trap lines, which are hunting and trapping territories that are handed down family to family. Nobody knows when this started. All the elders say, it's been around forever. These trap lines covered 144,000 square miles, if I remember correctly. And there's about 1,200 of these trap lines. Each family goes to these trap lines and they live off the land, usually from October to March every year. What's happened is that the council's authority and jurisdiction is only over the reserve lands. But here's this traditional right that the Cree families have had over the trap lines. So now I think when you have development on the trap lines outside the Cree reserves, somebody has to address the rights of those families to the family trap lines and what the Cree jurisdiction is to those lands.